to an apparent obvious solution to the huge supply and demand issues around energy that absolutely dominated our debates this week and are far from solved. Because on paper, at least, there does seem one possible answer, but with a lot of qualifications. And it's all there to see in an incredible map of exploration licences for oil and gas in Australia. Incredible because almost the entire Northern Territory is covered, suggesting that it could supply the whole country with gas for decades to come. In fact, just 2 days ago, Origin Energy announced it had identified a massive shale gas field 500 kilometres southeast of Darwin. After the past 2 weeks of heated national debates about power failures, there have been calls, as you know, to revisit the great promise of gas, a promise that has trailed away for various reasons. But it won't be coming from the Territory anytime soon. The Labor government there has a moratorium on fracking. That's, of course, the method of extraction needed to extract shale gas. So this could be so near yet so far away. So we decided to seek some context from a citizen who's thrown herself into this, and I'll let her explain why. Naomi Hogan, welcome to Saturday Extra.
Thanks, Geraldine. How are you going?
Good, good. Now, you're the Territory Coordinator of the Lock the Gate Alliance, which makes its position pretty clear. Do you want all the shale gas to remain in the ground?
I think we've got a very specific situation here in the Territory where they're seeking to extract shale gas, which is found deep underground and requires unconventional methods of extraction such as fracking, which will need hundreds and then thousands of wells across the landscape. And we feel strongly that the impacts of these industrial gas fields would need to be heavily investigated before they were to go across people's farmlands, across people's traditional lands, and through our waterways and catchments. There have been many reports internationally of harms to do with these gas fields, from water contamination to health concerns. So I think certainly it's not an easy solution at all, and it's also very expensive to extract.
Now, just to remind listeners, shale gas, which is what I understand the Territory has in abundance, is different to coal seam gas, which is what many of the Lock the Gate battles in New South Wales and Queensland have been about.
That's correct. In fact, shale gas always requires fracking, and the recent well here in the Beetaloo Basin in the Northern Territory, just over 2 months of exploring that one well, was fracked 11 times, which uses hundreds of tonnes of chemicals, high amounts of water and high pressure through that well. So it comes with a series of risks that we haven't even seen with coal seam gas.
You've got to go deeper, haven't you, as I understand it, for shale rock, to break apart the shale rocks as opposed to the coal seam, which was in coal seams.
That's correct. So it's typically deeper, about 2 kilometres underground, and that rock is quite difficult to get the gas to flow from, hence needing to be fracked under high pressure so many times and needing thousands of wells in order to get a productive gas field like what Origin are talking about.
Yes, Origin said this week that its tests showed this Beetaloo Basin, 500 k southeast of Darwin, was very high yielding across more than 10,000 square kilometres. Extraordinary, really. Why is the Territory government not permitting shale gas extraction at this stage? And I might add, if they did, the estimates are it could wipe out all your deficit and in fact set the Territory up for development for years to come.
Look, it's very obvious if you're living in the Territory why this gas deposit is on a moratorium at the moment. It was a huge election issue last year, and Territory voters, including Conservatives, walked away from the Country Liberal Party to join with a party that had decided to put this moratorium on. It was a very important election.
So you commitment. Think it was, people voted on it, do you?
Absolutely.
It's always difficult to judge. But
it is difficult to judge, but it was reported by the ABC to be one of the top three election issues for last year. And to go out into the landscape to talk to people on the ground, they are very concerned about having to live in an industrial gas field. As you say, over 85% of the Territory at the moment is under licence or application for these gas fields. And that is very concerning if you're trying to run a cattle business, run a tourism business, or drink the water locally. It does need a high level of scrutiny for these very invasive processes.
Look, forgive me, and I'm not trying to be acute here, but it's not exactly a highly populated area, is it? I mean, it's not like some of, and it's not prime agricultural land. I accept it's pastoral land, but it's a different situation to some of the other processed spots around Australia.
Look, I think we have to consider what we love about Australia and what we love about the opportunities that we have here. The Northern Territory is on the international map for some of the most pristine tourism areas in the world. And that means a lot to people living here. I also think we have to be very honest with if this gas were to be extracted, just where it would be going. And that would be through to Origin's export terminals in Gladstone. They've already flagged that. They could fill a gas train there and send it overseas. So we've already
but
got
it could
plentiful.
Be, pardon me, it could be, of course, quarantining, because that's what's really, I think, emerged from this amazing week of debate, that we may have to start quarantining gas for domestic use, which is done in Western Australia already, and simply insist that some of those long-term contracts are renegotiated.
I think those conversations about long-term contracts absolutely need to be renegotiated. But we're looking at Origin, who's a company that just this past week flagged over $1 billion in write-downs for their export terminal. They're desperate to get gas through that terminal to be able to make up for some of the cash shortfalls and the billions of dollars that they've invested in those export terminals. And I don't think we can underestimate how serious they are about the purpose for this gas and where they want it to go. And I think giving those companies what they want at the expense of local people, other industries and our water supplies is not the way to solve our energy problems in Australia.
I understand cattle farmers, both in the region we're discussing and other parts of the territory, are quite divided over this shale gas exploration.
Absolutely. It's a very divisive issue. But what we have seen is an incredible alliance of farmers coming out and talking about wanting to protect their country and their water supply and joining up with traditional owners, which doesn't typically happen, to call for protection and call for a thorough investigation of the cost and benefit analysis of these proposed gas fields, but what it will mean for other industries, cultural landscapes and water supplies. It absolutely needs to be investigated before we press go with thousands of fracked gas wells across the landscape.
So what's the nature of the investigation underway by the government?
At the moment they've proposed, or it's started, an inquiry that's chaired by Justice Rachel Pepper. There are 10 scientists on the panel and they are about to start their consultations in early March to get a feel across the territory from local people but also from expert scientists around Australia and around the world where we need to look to where these other shale gas fields are in action. There's currently no other producing shale gas fields in Australia. It's quite an unknown area and there are a lot of risks. So that process will go for the rest of the year. And then there will be another conversation about whether or not this process should be banned, for which many scientists and health professionals around the world have called for, or whether it will only be allowed in some spots.
Is this a public inquiry, by the way?
It is. It's a public inquiry. Absolutely. Everyone's encouraged to get involved.
Okay. Well, look, thank you very much indeed. We'll certainly keep an eye on that story because I think a lot of us got engaged in the fearfully complex debate that it is and then heard this amazing story from the Territory. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Geraldine.
Naomi Hogan, who is the Territory Coordinator of the Lock the Gate Alliance. We did invite Origin Energy onto the program but didn't get a response, and both the Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner and the Minister for Primary Industry and Resources Ken Vowles were unavailable. So that's a story I think with quite a way to run.